This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
Italy's government has drafted plans to quarantine the entire Lombardy region around Milan, as well as 11 provinces, to help contain the coronavirus. A draft of a government resolution obtained by Italian media said movement into and out of the regions would be severely restricted until April 3rd. Meanwhile, Pope Francis canceled his regular appearances in public to avoid crowds gathering to see him. Francesca Lina reports.
The Vatican said that on Sunday, the 83-year-old pontiff will not address crowds from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, and for the time being will opt for video streaming instead. Italy is the worst-hit European country, with a death toll of nearly 200. The leader of the country's co-ruling Democratic Party, Nicola Zingaretti, confirmed on Saturday that he too had contracted the virus.
Anche io ho il coronavirus.
On Saturday, France, Germany and the Netherlands all reported a rise in the number of cases.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. This is VOA News. More than 40 people have been rescued following the collapse of a hotel used as a coronavirus quarantine facility in Guangzhou in eastern China Saturday. State media said around 70 people were initially trapped when the building first collapsed. The Ministry of Emergency Management said that 43 people had been rescued, but no deaths have been reported. Video from the site showed rescue workers scrambling over piles of twisted metal and rubble and taking injured people to ambulances. The cause of the collapse is not known. At least 38 workers from Venezuela's state oil company, including the president of the maritime subsidiary PDV Marina, were detained on accusations of trafficking fuel. Venezuelan Interior Minister Nestor Reverol described the accusations as treason. The move comes just days after other state officials were detained and amid a shakeup at PDVSA after President Nicolas Maduro last month named a committee to restructure the OPEC nation's oil industry. Venezuela's oil sector is struggling under U.S. sanctions designed to force Maduro's ouster. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders spent Saturday campaigning as they prepare for showdowns next week in Michigan, Missouri, and four other states. Speaking in St. Louis, the former vice president warned his supporters not to turn the primaries into a negative campaign.
If you want a nominee who will bring the party together, who will run on a positive, progressive vision for the future, not turn this primary into a campaign of negative attacks, because that'll only re-elect Donald Trump if we go that route. If you want that, join us.
Senator Sanders told supporters in Dearborn, Michigan, that his diverse campaign best represents America.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
The 78-year-old Sanders, who until recently was the front runner, is now trailing in delegates and desperate to regain momentum after Biden received a rush of endorsements from party establishment figures following his strong Super Tuesday showing this week. Biden and Sanders will face off Tuesday in Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Washington State, North Dakota, and Michigan. A big win for Biden in delegate-rich Michigan would deliver a major blow to Sanders' hopes of becoming the nominee. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.